Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Last Full Measure with your host, Ted Hayes and Eric Johnson.
Shalom. Welcome to The Last Full Measure. I'm Eric Johnson here with Ted Hayes discussing the unresolved issue of the 740,000 who gave the last full measure to free the chattel slaves. Greetings, Ted. How are you?
Hey, Eric, great. I'm doing better and better. Each and every day, my faith increases. I have more faith today for a brighter tomorrow than I did have yesterday. And I want to say shalom and Yerushalayim to the Jewish people around the world and the whole world, because with Israel, Jerusalem, shadowing the coming of the Mashiach, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, shalom in Jerusalem this day.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. You know that Jared Kushner apparently met with Jordan's King Abdullah yesterday.
Whoa.
About the Israeli-Palestinian peace situation. What's interesting, whoa, Reuters is reporting it.
Wow.
Reuters is reporting it, and they only gave it 2 paragraphs.
Wow.
And nowhere else is it being heard. So, you know, it's interesting what Jared's been up to quietly behind the scenes.
Quietly behind the scenes, yeah.
He has been doing a lot. And
great.
It's interesting because I have a sneaking suspicion. Again, it's just my suspicion. That the president purposely tweets out stuff to get everybody completely utterly distracted so Jared could keep doing what he's doing off the
teach
radar.
My brother. Teach. I call it the red meat factor.
So here he is. He's tweeting out the infest of the immigration issue, and the Democrats are to blame for it. And he spoke truth, and they're all hung up on that one word, ignoring everything else, but hung up on that one word. It's like, man, you go get them. And now they're all just fit to be tied and going nuts. Meanwhile, pay no attention to the diplomats doing their job.
That's the idea. Keep them off the trail. Keep them off the trail.
So what's new? What's happening?
Can I do this real quick, Eric? I'd like to always remind our listeners what this radio broadcast is truly, truly about, and it's our namesake. The last full measure, of some innocent American boys and men. And that statement comes out of the Gettysburg Address. I think it's one of the most powerful summations of what the United States of America is to be. But can I read that real quick, folks? Is that all right? It's the Gettysburg Address, folks. It was Abraham Lincoln's admonition and warning, admonition about what we are as a nation and warning to us if we do not comply. And it's the Gettysburg Address given on November 19th. Remember this date, November 19th, 1863. And, Eric, I just thought of an idea. Maybe we should have a special broadcast leading up to November 19th this year, do something really big and special some kind of way. Just a thought. Anyway, he says, 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are gathered. We are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we do this, but in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, and we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. That's what this radio broadcast is about. Now, as we look at all the present day circumstances that's affecting our nation today, from immigration, so called, to racial flare ups, the police, all that stuff, that stems back to here. We from here ought to deal with those things. So I just want to share that, folks. We are the living. We must finish the work.
Yes. So, folks, for maybe you're probably going to wonder what's going on today. Our show is actually going to be a short one. It's not going to be a full 30 minutes today. Today we're just doing a 15-minute show. Ted is just going nuts on what he's doing back there in L.A. Ted, you got to tell us, what are you doing back there, and how it applies to the 14th Amendment, and the president needs to be involved.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Eric. Actually, as Lincoln rightly said, this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. I think what's going on is God is bringing a consummation of the ages of America to a head here. And America, the American people, we the people are either going to decide that we are going to be the Americans that our founding fathers dreamed us to be, carrying out the mission of this nation, or we're going to be eliminated eventually. So one of the glaring issues that's troubling our country is homelessness. And you guys have it out there in Phoenix and around the country, but here in L.A. County and City, it's called the National Capital of Homelessness. And what's significant about all of this is for years people have been spending a lot of money to break the cycle of homelessness, but it has not. All that has happened, folks, is a continuation of the feeding of the homeless industrial complex. The homeless numbers continue to grow and get more complex, while the people who provide services supposedly to help the homeless, they get wealthy. They make a living. They make a career out of this. The nobody really knows what to do. I do know what to do. The Lord has shown me what to do. And the only way we're going to break homelessness nationwide, and we have to do it nationwide simultaneously, because if any local region, let's say L.A. came up with a brilliant plan to solve its homelessness problem, what it will do then is it will cause other counties and cities and states to send their, or countries for that matter, to send their people to Los Angeles, which creates a vortex. So what do we need in order to get everybody in America who say they are concerned on the same page? Well, you do that is you singularize the effort by focusing on the most powerful single entity in the United States of America, and that is the presidency, not the president, not the person in the office, but the office of the presidency of the United States, because the office of the presidency of the United States is discussed in the Constitution, not the person. So we address ourselves to the office. What is so significant about the homelessness in America is that while the so-called chattel slave descendants, the so-called African Americans, whatever y'all call us, we call ourselves, that people who experienced chattel slavery, they're only maybe, they say, anywhere between 11 to 13% of the nation's general population. Yet when it comes to homelessness, they consist of 60%, 12% general, 60%. Homelessness. Then you go to L.A., to the capital, L.A. County proper, 8% of the general population of the county, 40% of the homeless. Same right next door in the city of Los Angeles, city proper, 9% black or the chattel slave descendants are general population, yet over 40% of the homeless. Now, on Skid Row, which we call the black hole or the ground zero, the black hole vortex or the ground zero of homelessness, living on sidewalks in conditions that we do not allow domestic pets to live, of the 90, of all the homeless living on the sidewalks in downtown L.A. on Skid Row, 90% are black men, followed by black
wow.
women, and then black women with their children, then the other people combined. So what does that tell you? What does that say to me? It says to me, a 14th Amendment citizen, chattel slave descendant, when you read the 14th Amendment and the Civil Rights Act of 1866, which is the progenitor of the 14th Amendment, which by the 14th Amendment, this act was codified into the Constitution of the United States, thereby permanizing our citizenship. Three of the sections, there's 10 sections, and three of the 10 sections are specifically addressed to the President of the United States as though the President is somehow the personal protectorate, guardian, bodyguard of the descendants of the chattel slaves. So therefore, we are calling upon this President, the office of the presidency, based on Section 8 of the Act, which says that when the President of the United States has reason to believe that these people's citizenship is threatened, it is lawful for him, by any means necessary, to rectify it. So we need you and everybody, all of us, to get President Trump's, now we're going to mention his name, President Trump's attention on this matter. Just like Truman ended, by executive order, issued an executive order to General Marshall to rebuild Europe, what was called the Marshall Plan, and MacArthur rebuilt Japan, just like Eisenhower forcefully integrated public schools and destroyed the Ku Klux Klan in the 1950s, and just like Kennedy and Johnson led the way in ending Jim Crowism, the same must happen with homelessness. The President must issue an order whereby a uniform plan that applies to every state, county, and city throughout the country be applied simultaneously with Los Angeles at the tip being the national model. Recently, here in L.A., folks, good news. Well, bad news because this is a mess out here. But recently, it seems like, you know, I went to the Board of Supervisors a couple weeks ago, and I made a statement to them. And if you want to get a copy of that, just email us, and we'll send it to you, the link to it. And I made a statement where I apologized for a lot of bad stuff I did in the past as an activist, said things I shouldn't have said, and so forth, and really reached out my hand in friendship, because I know three other people on the board, five members on the board, in friendship and a willingness to take my team to help the county resolve its dilemma, because there really is a dilemma here, and we know how to fix it, and we don't want to protest. We've done that. We want to extend a hand of fellowship. So good things are happening.
Good, good. In fact, I got a call
today at 2:30 with the chairman of the board's office about all of this.
Good, good. As I said before, folks, we were actually doing a short show today, and Frank, we're down to our last 90 seconds of the show. So,
wow.
I know it goes fast, doesn't it? But Ted, you are amazingly so busy at what you're doing that I know it's a thankless job, but it needs to be done. And I think you're absolutely right that the plan has to come up that every community does it, not just one, else it becomes just a giant black hole that, you know, sucks everything into one area.
That's
so,
exactly correct.
With that, we need to close our show out here, and thank everybody for listening, and be sure to join us next week as we continue this discussion and this debate.
We'll talk about the border next week, right, Eric?
We will talk about the border next week. And with that, shalom in Jerusalem.
Shalom.
Well, that concludes tonight's broadcast of The Last Full Measure. Make sure you tune back in next Tuesday night to hear the latest from Eric and Ted as they discuss the issues that face a divided America.
glory, glory.